FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today, guess what? It is December 9th. We're getting into the fourth quarter. We're well into the fourth quarter. What's going to be happening with these markets? Is gold going to have its usual end of the year bump, beginning of the year bump? What about the oil, dollar, interest rates? Well, to find out, we've got our good friend on with us now, Charles Nenner. But first, questions. What do you think is going to happen with the market? What would you like Dr. Nenner to tell you? Just send us an email, kl@kerrylutz.com. Well, welcome back, Charles. So, hey, the markets have been active. We saw gold take a nice go up nicely during the summer, and now it's kind of been doing nothing again. Where are we at here?
Well, we're still in the major bull market. That should take a couple of years. That should take us at least to 2,500. Mm-hmm. At the moment, we could have a bounce. We like silver a bit better than gold, but nothing major is going to happen until the end of the first quarter of next year. But we had downside price targets, and silver did reach the price target. So today we're buying a little bit of SLV, the ETF for silver, for a bounce. But again, the big up move will have to wait.
Mm-hmm. So we had our move for 2019, and now we're going to have to wait till the end of the first quarter. And any price targets? Originally, you were talking about 2,500 in 2020.
Yeah, that still stays the same. If we're going to make it in 2020 or 2021, doesn't make such a difference. But we should be in for a very long-term bull market. So 2,500 is the first target, but we could get more.
We could get more than 2,500, huh? So what about what about the stock market? It kept going up, not a lot, but it did keep setting new record highs. Is that going to reverse course for 2020?
Well, as you maybe remember, we went out in January 2018 based on the fact that every time a decade ends with a seven, that's usually the end of a bull move. So there was in 2007, in 97, 98, which was the, I think I call it the Asian crisis. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, 87 and a 77, 67. So that was just one reason that we did that. The other thing is very interesting. If people know how to make a log scale Dow Jones chart and you connect the 1929 high with the 67 high, then we were trading right at the trend line. So actually, we have been out of stocks, making a nice rate of return in trading natural gas, bonds, and gold. And what I have been writing is there is a very slim chance that there will be a blow off. That means is the market will go against all odds, against all technicals, which will make me very happy because usually when it breaks down, you can make a huge profit on the downside. But for the moment, the cycles are not supporting. So for the moment, we are standing aside. Every time it goes down, we do a VIX trade. We long the VIX with a very nice profit. The last profit was 60% in 2 days. And we're just waiting. The other markets, like European markets, are hanging around. The China market's not doing much. So it's still the U.S. market, but still it's not much higher than the highs of 2018 in January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it hasn't gone that much higher, but it has set some new records, particularly on the broader indices. So, but nothing, no blow off. Is that because of Fed's printing up money or what?
Like I said, the blow off is just not based on anything. It's just based on people trying to miss the upside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so then we look at our interest rates, which have been, they were going up for a little while and then started coming down.
Right, so they're not finished going down. We're right now slowly getting back into bonds. who are new bounds. And longer term, but this will start only in, let me take a look, I got it in front of me. Well, it will start the middle of January. Then for most of the year, you'll be surprised, long rates are going down again.
Really? So long rates will be headed down, huh?
And our indicators, we do also economic indicators, really show that unemployment is going to pick up next year and we're going into recession, maybe even worse than that. So things don't look, if you look at the indicators projecting 1 year out, things don't look at, as great as they look right now.
Uh-huh. So looking out a year, we could see unemployment and a recession, huh? So
right.
Probably sometime after the election, right?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Financial Survival Network is brought to you today by Orin Resources, a junior exploration company with the appetite of a major. It's hot on the trail of the next globally significant discovery, creating enormous potential upside for you, the shareholder. Orin is one of the most aggressive exploration companies pursuing high-grade, scalable gold and copper deposits and has a premier seven-project portfolio, including its two flagships, Committee Bay in the Arctic and Sombrero in Peru. Orin's unparalleled technical team and highly experienced management has a history of success in advancing and monetizing exploration assets. No wonder Orin's been called one of the best in the junior exploration sector. Orin trades on the TSX and the NYSE under AUG. To learn more, go to orinresources.com. That's AURYNResources.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Well, I don't think we can hold it for that long. Listen, if they impeach Trump and something would go wrong, it would immediately go wrong because actually that's what I don't understand. I just saw that Trump really still has a low rating of 41-42%. Well, everybody's making money, everybody's having a job. And for me, being a European, it's very strange. So you don't like the way he talks, but don't you like to have a good life? It's very strange. So if Trump goes, I think that people are going to be very worried with Democrats going into the tax plan or whatever they want to do, because that's really going to be the end of the United States.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going so fast. I don't think they made the case. And it might be a setup, whatever. I mean, they're all corrupt, all of our politicians, which is why one of them came out over the weekend and said he doesn't want to see a full-blown trial take place in the Senate. They just want to dismiss it and be done with it. We'll see what happens, I guess. So oil has been in the doldrums. It's traded in this range, pretty tight range of like 50 to 65 for the entire year. Will you have any inklings what's going to be with that?
Yeah, the longer-term cycles on crude are down, and we can still see crude trading as low as 36. For the short term, I see crude is trading now around 58.90. If there's a close below 58, we get a new sell signal. But I agree with you, it's going to continue in the trading range for a while. But since I look still for deflation and the commodity index is still making lows, I think that crude will go lower. And again, we have a long-term downside target of 36.
Really? Wow. That's substantially below it is now, and that'll cause a lot of pain in the oil patch for certain. So what other markets should we be paying attention to here? What about nat gas?
Yeah.
Natural gas has been getting killed.
Yes, but we had a price target of 2.16 for the moment. And I think, we have, I see today we hit 2.1580. So that's close enough. So I expect a bounce over here. But longer term, we're still looking for lower prices. Let me just look up what price target we have longer term. Give me 1 second. We can go as low as 1.70.
Wow, that's painful, and that's going to definitely, between lower oil and lower gas, have a real impact in certain states. As far as other markets go, what else should we be looking at here? Dollar still strong?
Dollar's in the range. It will not do much until the beginning of next year. Probably I'm going to look that up also for you. Probably, yeah, the beginning of next year, and then the dollar would break out on the upside again.
So it's going to go higher. You think it'll break 100?
Yeah, but that will not go a lot higher, but it will still go a little bit higher.
Interesting. A while back, you were still saying real estate, small apartments, houses, middle class kind of housing. You still see that as a way for the middle class to kind of get through this thing with their money intact?
Well, yeah, but now it's a bit late because if you have a strong emotional state of mind, you can do it. But I think now we get close to a high in the real estate market. And at that time, I said, you know, you buy it, you get to you rent it out. And if it goes down, then, you know, it will go up in a couple of years. But nobody really wants to buy at the high, even if you know it's going to come back in a couple of years. But to take positions in bonds and gold and silver, especially, you know, we for your listeners, we give for a while, I think a month or so or 2 months, we give the research for free and try it out, because that's where it's very simple to make money. Although the media say the opposite, the media will say interest rates go up. We know interest rates go down. And at this moment, maybe it's better to invest in the right asset class than now at the high go into the these small apartments buildings.
Okay. And because tax-wise in the U.S., the tax law that was passed in 2017 made this so enormously profitable, particularly if you have large amounts of so-called passive income. The bonus depreciation made it really a no-brainer, and it probably still is, as long as you're in the right markets and you can rent this stuff out. Hey, make sure you take a look at Charles's site. You find it at charlesnenner, NENNER.com, and you can get your free trial subscription. Hey, if you're interested in figuring out how to pay little or no taxes on your passive income, then why don't you write us, KL@KerryLutz.com, and send us any questions you have. The website, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Please check it out. Sign up for our newsletter. Charles, always a pleasure. And hey, we'll talk to you next year and see what unfolds here.
Let me just mention one thing. If you ask for the research, please write down that you got to Kerry Lutz, because you get a special price as usual.
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't forget. Tell them that Kerry sent you. And just go over to charlesnenner.com. Sign up for it. Real easy. Highly recommended. Charles isn't always right, but he's always interesting. And in the long run, he's usually very right. I just remember, Charles, that call you made when the VIX was at 12 and intra-month it hit 51. It closed at 26 that month. Was about a year ago. And that was one of the best calls I've ever seen. So, history isn't necessarily prologue, but certainly it shows you who you can trust. And Charles is one of those people. Charles, appreciate you coming on. We'll talk to you next year. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.